Hello, and thanks for joining us here on Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. Well, today we continue in our series called God's Prescription for a Healthy Life. In it, Pastor Rick will show you how to improve your health physically, spiritually, relationally, and emotionally by applying the five essentials needed for a more vibrant life. If you want to have what it takes to live out your calling in life, stay with us for this amazing series. In just a few moments, we're going to tell you about Pastor Rick Warren's best-selling book called The Daniel Plan. This amazing book will revolutionize the way you look at health, food, and friendships forever. You can find out more right now by going to PastorRick.com while you listen to today's message. Or you can just text the word DAILY to 800-600-5004. That's PastorRick.com or the word DAILY to 800-600-5004. Right now, here's Pastor Rick with part one of a message called Setting Goals in Faith.
How many times in your life have you said, okay, this is the year, it's going to be different, and you have good intentions for about 2 weeks, and then nothing really ever changes? What does it really take to make permanent change in your life? All the things that you want different, what does it take to change? I remember many years ago talking to a world-famous psychiatrist, and I said, you know, in all of your practice over the years, what has been the most helpful thing you've given to people that has made a difference in their lives as they were seeking change? And he said, oh, there's no question about it. He said, I've discovered the most helpful thing that I can do for people in a personal or a relational problem is help them to set personal goals. Personal goals. Now, why is that? Why do I need to set personal goals? You've probably read some book on goal setting or been to a seminar or seen a self-help book or tape or something. I'm not really interested in that. I'm interested in the spiritual dimensions of what happens when you set goals in faith. What happens in your soul? And the Bible tells us five very important things. You might write these down. Number one, goal setting is a spiritual discipline. It's far more than just a good idea. It is a spiritual discipline, like prayer, like fasting, like spending time alone with God, like giving, like all of the other different spiritual habits and disciplines that help you grow. Goal setting is a spiritual discipline. In fact, it can be an act of stewardship, where you say, God, I want to make the most of what I've been given. It can be an act of worship where you say, God, I give you back the life that you've given to me, and I want to use it. I want to go your direction. It can be an act of discipleship. When you do it with other people, it's an act of fellowship. It actually can fulfill all of the purposes of God in your life. It's a spiritual discipline. Now, I've told you many times that you can waste your life, you can spend your life, or you can invest your life. And there's plenty of ways to waste your life, plenty of ways to spend your life, but if you want to make the most of your life, you invest it in that which outlasts it. In other words, there are three kinds of people in the world. There are people who make things happen, then there are people who watch things happen, and then there are people who have no idea what's happening. Actually, I think there's a fourth group, which is those who never do anything themselves but criticize those who are making the effort. And that's the worst group of all, because they just sit around taking pot shots at people who are at least trying to do something with their lives. Now, one of the reasons why you need to set goals in every area of your life, and why I'm going to get on you about this, is because God sets goals. God is a goal-setting God. You may not have realized this, but God has goals for history that have not yet happened yet. God has goals for his family, the church, that haven't happened yet. God has goals for your life that have not happened yet. God is a planner. God is a goal-setting God, and God wants you to set goals too, because God plans and God wants us to be like himself. Well, here's one example. Ephesians chapter 1, verse 10. God plans to bring all of history. Now, first, let me just ask you to circle the phrase, God plans. Notice, God plans. God doesn't just sit around and just let things happen. God plans what's going to happen. He is a planning God. Now, some people think, well, I'm not going to plan. I'm just going to trust God. I'm not going to make any plans for my life. I'm just going to kind of go with the flow. Friends, that's not spiritual. That's stupid. The Bible says God plans, and you should make some plans too. You should not go one more day into this decade without some plans. Otherwise, you're just drifting. God plans to bring all history to its goal, there's the word goal, in Christ. Then Christ will be the head of everything in heaven and on earth. History is moving to a climax where one day there's going to be a judgment day. Every knee will bow, every tongue will confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, and it's moving toward a goal. Now, I remember, you know, when Lion King came out and everybody learned that song, The Circle of Life. And that's a great song, but friends, the idea of life being a circle is not a Christian concept. That's a Buddhist concept. The Bible doesn't teach that life is a circle, that we're all just being reincarnated over and over and over and over in a circle of life. No, no, life is moving linear. Life is linear. It is moving toward a goal. History is His story. And one day the earth is going to end. And one day God's going to create a new heaven and a new earth. And one day the Bible tells us in Revelation all the things that God's going to do that are one thing after another. It is not just a cycle. Now, there are seasons in life, no doubt about that. Winter, spring, summer, fall, all you got to do is call. And we have a lot of seasons in life, but you are moving toward a goal. So God is a goal setter, and goal setting is a spiritual discipline. Number two, goals focus my energy. Energy that is not focused is diffused, and it doesn't have much power. Energy that is focused has enormous power, and Paul models this in 1 Corinthians chapter 9. He says, I do not run without a goal. I fight like a boxer who's hitting something. I'm not just hitting in the air. He said, I'm not just out there running around in circles. A lot of people you know are running around in circles. He says, I'm running toward a goal. I run to win. I don't want you running around in circles. I don't want you just boxing in the air and not hitting anything. Paul says, I have a purpose. I have a goal in everything that I do. Now, that helps you focus. And the reason that's important is because you don't have time for everything. You agree with that? You don't have time for everything. Well, the good news is God doesn't expect you to do everything because not everything's worth doing in the first place. A lot of times today we're wasting our lives on second-class causes and they betray us. Trivial Pursuit is not a game. It is the description of our culture. Most of what's going on in our culture isn't going to matter next week.
You're listening to Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. Rick will be back in just a moment with the rest of today's lesson. If you've missed any part of today's teaching, you can listen online anytime at PastorRick.com. That's PastorRick.com.
Thanks for joining us today for Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. A short time back, God put it on Pastor Rick's heart to connect with a team of leading health experts to create the Daniel Plan. Meet Joel.
I tried to lose weight. I tried to make the changes and nothing seemed to work because it was all based on my willpower. When I started with the program, I immediately noticed changes, mainly because I wanted to be healthy. I had the tools to eat properly. I understood exercise and I had motivation. I saw that I could get healthy finally, that I could make the changes that I tried my whole life to make.
More than 180,000 people are following the Daniel Plan to lose weight, increase their energy, and improve their relationships, all while growing closer to the Lord with the Daniel Plan.
I've lost 75 pounds and I've reached what I think is my ideal weight where I feel healthy. In fact, I just recently competed in an Ironman triathlon competition. That's 140.6 miles of racing. When I found the Daniel Plan and its principles, I was given the tools to finally make the changes.
Let Pastor Rick send you a hardcover copy of his best-selling book, The Daniel Plan, today, as his way of saying thanks for your financial gift to this listener-supported ministry. Go to PastorRick.com or call 800-600-5004 right now. That's PastorRick.com with two R's in the middle, or call 800-600-5004. And thanks for prayerfully considering giving to help support this ministry.
Once again, here's Pastor Rick.
Most of what's going on in our culture isn't going to matter next week. And a lot of people don't know the difference between what's urgent and what's important. The urgent is almost never the most important thing. What's most important in your life is the stuff that's easiest to set aside. Well, I want to spend time with God, but I set it aside for what's urgent. And I want to spend time with my family, but I set it aside for what's important, urgent. The urgent almost always pushes the important out of the way. And so urgent doesn't mean it's most important. It just means it's urgent. A lot of stuff isn't going to matter tomorrow. Goals focus my energy. You ever get to the end of a day and you go, where did all my time go? It's because you were unfocused. You didn't have a goal. Now, the Bible says this. Make the most of every opportunity for doing good in these evil days. We are to make the most. That means don't waste our time on non-essentials. It means you need to know the difference between pressures and priorities. You need to know the difference between activity and achievement, between production and reproduction, between what's urgent and what's important. You need to know what matters most. And the secret to an effective life, if you want your life to count, is focus. Don't try to do 50 things that you dabble in. Know what's most important and do those things and don't worry about anything else. Number three, goals not only are a spiritual discipline and they focus my energy. The Bible says that goals stretch my faith. They stretch my faith. Because actually, goals are statements of faith. Godly goals are statements of faith. They affirm your trust in God. When you say, I believe God wants me to accomplish this by this date, that's a statement in faith. Now, dreams are good, but dreams don't do anything unless you wake up and go to work. There's dreams, then there's resolutions, then there's goals. The best of all is goals. A lot of people have dreams and don't know anything about it. They just keep on dreaming. And then other people set resolutions, and there's nothing wrong with resolutions, but you got to have the other things behind it, like a team, accountability, the power of the Lord, and things like that. But that's to say, I want to do this, but a goal is a dream with a deadline. And the Bible tells us that God wants us to set goals because it stretches our faith. And that's so important because the Bible says without faith, it's impossible to please God. Now, the Bible says in Matthew 9:29, you ought to have this verse memorized by now, according to your faith, it will be done unto you. Now, you've never really trusted God until you've attempted something that can't be done in the power of the flesh. If you can do this on your own power, then you don't really need any faith. So faith goals are those that are so big, they force you to depend on God. Now, if you are a business owner or a leader in some area, let me tell you the most common mistakes leaders and people in business make. For your business, the biggest mistakes we make are we set the goals too low and we try to accomplish them too quickly. What you need to do is set bigger goals for your business and then spend the rest of your life going after them. Now, if it's not worth the rest of your life, it's probably not worth 5 minutes. So don't set little goals and try to accomplish them quick. Set big goals. When I moved here 30 years ago and I stood up on the first service and said, the goal of Saddleback is to have 20,000 members by the year 2020. Now, where'd you get that number? I just made it up. It wasn't anything spiritual. I didn't get a word from God. It was just a big idea. I just thought, wouldn't it be great to see 20,000 lives changed over the next 40 years? It was just a good goal. It didn't really matter whether you reach it or not. The fact is you're aiming for it. You aim for the moon, you hit the fence post. But you still aim for the moon. But the truth is, you go after it. And the problem with goals when they're done in faith is they almost always get fulfilled earlier than you thought. And of course, we hit that goal about 10 years ago. And so we had to set new goals. I guess what I'm doing is I'm challenging you to dream great dreams for God and then set a deadline on it and say, this is what I'm going to do in faith and ask God, what would require me to have faith? Now, the nice thing about dreams is it doesn't cost anything. Doesn't cost you a penny to dream. But you can set a goal, and nothing happens until you start dreaming. The Bible says in Romans 14, verse 23, everything that does not come from faith is what? Sin. Okay, so how many times did you sin yesterday? A lot. So did I. Because most of what we do doesn't require any faith. How do you know when you need faith? You're taking a risk. If there are no risks in your life, if you are playing it safe in every area of your life, then that is not pleasing to God. Playing it safe is not pleasing to God because you're not trusting Him. You're not depending on Him. It doesn't require any faith, so you're being unfaithful. Goals are a spiritual discipline. Goals focus my energy, and goals stretch my faith. Number four, this is the one I'm most interested in as your pastor. Goals build my character. They build, they develop, they cultivate my character. Now, I want you to listen very carefully to this, because the reason I'm teaching you on the power of faith goal setting is not so you can just accomplish a bunch of things. I'm happy for that. I'm glad. But what I'm more interested in is what happens to you and what happens to your character. The greatest benefit of setting goals in faith is not that you reach your goal and accomplish what that is. It's what happens in you on the journey, what you become on the journey, what changes in you on the journey. Now, this is the plot of 1,000 movies that you've seen. Whether it is, and the plot of the movie is to win the war, to go to the moon, to climb Mount Everest, or to get the girl. During the movie, there are so many obstacles of the main character to get to the goal, and during all of those obstacles, their character changes. They grow up. And that's what God wants to do, is He wants you to grow up. Because really, when you get to heaven, you're not taking any of your accomplishments to heaven. You're not taking any of your achievements to heaven. You're not taking your awards and your bowling trophies and your certificates and all of the honors you've gotten in life. You're not taking any of that to heaven, but you are taking you. You're taking the character that you developed here on earth. And the reason God puts you on earth instead of taking you directly to heaven is to develop character. And one of the ways you develop character is by setting a goal and going after it and not giving in when you have all kinds of difficulties. And it is in that process of struggle you develop the kind of character that God wants you to have. And while you're working on the goal, God is working on you. Now, if you don't have any goals for this next decade, what's God going to work on? If you don't have any dreams, then really, why even get out of bed? What is the struggle? While you're working on your goal, God's working on you, because that's going to last for eternity. You see, life is a course in character development. You've heard me say this many times. Life is preparation for eternity. This life is the get-ready stage for the next life. Otherwise, God would have just taken you on to heaven. But He puts you here and He lets you go through all these tests. Now, Paul is honest about this. About growing in character, becoming more and more like Christ, maturing. And the struggle that it is that it's not slow. Notice this next verse. Paul says, I don't claim that I've already succeeded. In other words, reached my goal. I don't claim I've already succeeded or have already become perfect, that my character is fully developed. I keep striving toward the goal for which Christ Jesus has won for me. Now, what is that goal? You know what God's number one goal is for your life? It's not to make you happy. That's a side benefit. It's not to make you comfortable, because it's not always comfortable. It's not to make you secure, because life isn't always secure. This isn't heaven. This is earth. God's number one goal in your life is to make you like Jesus Christ. He wants you to grow up in character. He wants you to learn to respond to everything the way Jesus did, to trials, to troubles, to tribulation, to difficulties, to problems. He wants you to know how to handle criticism. He wants you to know how to handle enemies. He wants you to know how to be kind to people who can't pay you back. He wants you to learn how to love people who are unlovely. He wants you to learn how to forgive the people who have hurt you. He wants you to learn the fruit of the Spirit: love, joy, peace, kindness, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, self-control. God wants you to learn the fruit of the Spirit. That's character. That's becoming like Christ. He wants you to become like Jesus. Look at this next verse. Then we will be mature just as Christ is, and we will be completely like him. Now, let me say this to you. As your pastor, this thing about becoming like Jesus, it's not automatic, it's not easy, and it's not instant. It takes time. In fact, it's going to take the rest of your life.
This is Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. We're so thankful that you've chosen to spend time with us. If you've missed any part of this broadcast, including portions we didn't have time for today, just go to PastorRick.com and listen online anytime. Rick will be back to close out our time today, but first, after baptizing more than 800 people in one afternoon, Pastor Rick quickly realized just how out of shape he was, and everyone else in that baptismal pool. Soon afterward, God put it on Rick's heart to connect with a team of leading experts to create the Daniel Plan, a powerful Bible-based program that has helped more than 15,000 people lose weight, increase their energy, and improve their relationships, all while growing closer to the Lord. Stop starving yourself to lose weight and then blaming yourself for putting it back on. Start enjoying whole health today. Let Pastor Rick send you a hardcover copy of his best-selling book, The Daniel Plan, today, as his way of saying thanks for your financial gift to this listener-supported ministry. Call 800-600-5004 to get this powerful resource, or you can visit PastorRick.com today. Again, that's 800-600-5004 or PastorRick.com. And now here's Pastor Rick with a special announcement.
You know, here at Daily Hope, we use the internet and podcasts and email and as many other different channels as possible to share God's hope and love with as many people as we can. Now, one of the ways that we use is by broadcasting on radio stations, just like the one you're listening to right now. Now, you may not know this, but purchasing radio airtime is a significant expense for our ministry. But we want to bring this teaching to you, and we believe you are worth it. Now, in order to be good stewards of the gifts that God has given to us, we're only able to continue on the air on stations where listener supporters let us know that they're listening to the programs. That's why it's very important that you let us know the call letters and the city of your radio station when you give any kind of gift or support to Daily Hope. This is very important. Let us know your call letters and the name of the city that you're hearing this broadcast. Now, I realize that some of you can't afford to help us out financially. That's okay. We love you. We thank God for you. We want to minister and serve you. Everybody in the body of Christ has different gifts to share at different times in life. You can pray for us, and there will be others of you who can give generously so that God can continue to spread this message throughout the world. You need to know that Daily Hope is 100% funded by the daily gifts and offerings that you give with your generous support. You also need to know that I don't take any salary from Daily Hope. All of the gifts given to this broadcast go directly toward fulfilling our mission of reaching people with the certain hope that we can only find in Jesus. So I'm going to ask you to do something today. Will you pray for me? And will you pray for this Daily Hope ministry? Help us to reach every person in the world with the certain hope that only comes from believing and receiving Jesus Christ. You know, it's only by hearing the Word of God and by putting into practice that we discover and we fulfill the purposes God has for each of our lives. So I want to just say thank you. Thank you so much for your financial support that you're able to give whenever you're able to give it, and may God bless your generosity.
Be sure to join us again next time as we look into God's Word for our daily hope. This program is sponsored by Pastor Rick's Daily Hope and your generous financial support.